Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Oh, listener dear, hello!
Hello.
That sounded like a cry for help there.
Oh, listener dear! Well, hello!
Hello, listeners. I'm Matthew.
I'm Tom.
I'm Ben.
We're Pappies, and welcome to another episode of Pappies Flatshare House Meeting.
House Meeting!
Oh, I didn't know there was a jingle.
That's what we're working on. What's a house meeting, you might ask? Well, we do Pappies Flatshare Slamdown, where it's a panel show with a live audience. We also do Flatshare House Meeting, which is the three of us sitting around chewing the fat.
Putting the world to rights. Basically, yeah. we don't get enough time to hang out with each other in real life, so we decide to do a podcast that forces us to sit in a room together.
Yes, with you, listener dear. We crouch in your ear canal and we spout forth.
Oh, God. And for that, we apologise. So, if you'd like to come and see a live Flatshare Slamdown, the next two are at the Macunthlough Comedy Festival in Wales.
Easy for you to say.
On the 4th and 5th of May. We also have one at the Soho Theatre in London on the 20th of May. Ooh. No guests booked at this stage, but don't worry because it's ages away.
Yes, yeah. We'll be fine.
It's absolutely ages away.
We always get great guests.
Don't forget to go to the Patreon. Tom set up a lovely Patreon
for us.
We've
got a Patreon now, yeah. So you can support us monthly. We're going to be doing these podcasts once a week. And in order to do that, we need your help, team. So get on board, become a neighbour of the show. Yes. And there's lots of nice bonuses on there.
Yeah, lots of extra treats.
Yes, follow us on Twitter.
At Pappy's Tweet.
But most of all, let's get into this episode, this house meeting. How did we kick things off? Public transport,
as always. It's how we got here, it's how we're leaving.
Enjoy, listener dears. We'll see you on the other side.
I've had a thought.
I've got an issue.
I've got a question I want to ask you.
I want to talk.
I want to chat.
Okay, let's sit down and chew the fat.
House meeting. Meeting.
Meeting. What temperature should we set the heat?
House meeting. Meeting.
Meeting. Why on earth am I always weeping?
House meeting. Meeting.
Meeting. Who wet my bed while I was sleeping?
Let's have a house meeting. Meeting.
Meeting. What's the point? Does life have a meaning?
House meeting.
We've got an order already, haven't we, in here?
What's that?
We've got a seating order.
We've gone
straight to our seats from last time.
Yeah, I think that's... Do you ever do that when you're... Say, for example, you're in a building that's got three toilet cubicles.
Yes.
Here we go.
Do you ever use... Sort of, do you sort of habitually use the same one?
Yeah.
Why do we do that?
I don't know. And I'm working.
What's the impulse?
I'm working in a building at the moment, and the cubicle that I've taken to using, the first time I used it, the door's broken. The other two work fine. I went into the one with the door that's broken. You have to really jar it and push it up to close it.
Okay.
That's become my toilet cubicle. So I know I'm using the broken door toilet cubicle because I went there first.
Yes.
Brand loyalty. I think it's partly loyalty. It's maybe because we're hunter-gatherers. And so, you know, you've been there, you've dumped there, you know you're safe.
I guess having a safe area to go to the toilet.
You went there, you dumped, you weren't killed. We're all cavemen.
Yeah.
I like this theory.
We're all cavemen.
This is early doors for you to have a good idea.
Wow. Let's cherish this moment, dear listener.
No one's going in. And also, because famously you don't shit where you eat, no one is ever taking a roast dinner in there. Well, Clarkey is an exception that proves the rule.
Famously. I have a mid-shit nibble.
I have an ensuite dining room.
So maybe it's to do with safety. You've been there. You got away with it.
You can't wait.
And then you're off.
What are you doing in there? Or breaking the door, firstly.
Oh, I'll tell you, one of my... This has been a bugbear of mine for a good couple of years now, but over the last couple of months, very prevalent.
Okay.
You know those... You don't flush the toilet. You just have to waft by the sensor behind you.
When you say waft, you mean move your hands by the sensor.
Yeah, your toilet just constantly going off.
So, yeah, I sit down on the toilet. No,
too much wafting, mate.
Am I too relaxed on the toilet? Because basically, I sit down.
You sit down, waving your arms around as you always do when you defecate.
I get into it and like the toilet cheering. Suddenly flushes on me. And it's like, it's the worst feeling in the world.
Is it the worst feeling? Or is it a lovely little spritz?
It's cold. It's cheeky.
So what's not to love? Great. Those are your two favourite things.
Do you get it?
Cold, like, and cheeky.
I don't get the.
I have done it where you lean flush. You lean back too far and it activates the flush. Yes. But I'm quite a small person.
Yeah.
I'm sort of basically doing most of my balancing, trying not to fall in.
Do you lean back when you're on the toilet, though?
Well, I think I'm a
sloucher when I'm on the
you
toilet.
You slouch. So you go down. Maybe I go
probably more down and forwards.
Down and forwards. Are you looking at your phone?
Yeah, always.
Oh, there you go.
There we go. So what do you do when you obviously put your...
I salute the Queen.
You salute the Queen?
Salute the Queen.
What, you stand up?
Shoulders back.
That's the reason. If you're playing the national anthem every time you go into the loo and standing up and saluting, there is your problem. Therein lies your problem. So, I'm happy to sort that one out for you.
There we go. But we are creatures of habit when it comes to seats. That's where we started with this, wasn't it?
Yeah. I've got my favourite seat on the train.
Okay.
I always go for the same.
Right, that's mad, because I don't... That on the train? Are you talking about carriage as well as seat, or just seat formation?
I'm talking about not carriage as well as seat, although actually, I do kind of have one.
Do you, honestly?
Yeah. So I like going for the end carriage and the last seat next to kind of...
Close to the
driver door. Yeah, or the other end.
Or as far away from the driver as possible. You don't want to, you know, you want to blow hot and cold just to keep him on his toes.
A love-hate relationship with drivers. Same driver?
It just means that you're boxed in, you don't have someone either side of you, and then also you're not in one of the seats that are supposed to be for old people, and then the first seats.
You're not in the priority seats, fair enough. Well, here's the thing, I've started using the priority seats now because my wife is pregnant.
Great. Really good. Baby on board?
I mean, she's not with me.
No, but you tell people about it.
But I tell people about it and I say, oh, I'm going to be tired quite soon. I'm fine now. Got 11 hours sleep. If anything, too much.
Get your rest in while you can.
But I am very soon going to be tired, so I should be sitting in this seat. Sorry, old timer.
I'm constantly caught at the moment in a kind of dilemma on the public transport thing about like giving your seat up, or there's like an empty seat. This happens a lot. There's an empty seat.
Yes.
There's women around. They don't sit down.
Okay.
So then everyone has like this standoff. Then there's like
I'm uncomfortable about the way you're describing
there's
it.
Women around.
There's women around. There's women. And you know how I feel about that.
Yeah, so there's
already my hackles are up.
Yeah, it's a mixed carriage.
It's a mixed carriage?
Yeah, it's a mixed carriage. The women are on. Segregation's the answer. No.
Oh,
so,
my God.
So,
Jesus Christ.
So there's a spare chair. Women are around. They don't sit down. Okay. There's an older gentleman. He's not after it. And then you think, well, am I going to go? I shouldn't.
Oh, I see. You're stood up.
Yeah
we're all stood. Right,
sorry, I pictured you in the seats going, should I stand up because of all these women? Should I salute them as well?
One of them could be
the Queen. I don't know. I haven't seen her recently.
Give them all a waft.
I'm mid-dump. But, you know, I'm just saying, like, you know you shouldn't be getting that seat.
Yes.
But then...
No one else is.
The women are like, no, mate. I'm not an old lady. That's what they're thinking, I imagine.
Okay.
There's an older gentleman who's like, I'm not that old yet, mate.
Right.
So you're like, I don't want to insult you by going, sir. You know, you're in your late 50s. He's got life in it.
Why don't you don't single people out? Why don't you just quite loudly go, I want this seat. And then see who takes it.
Maybe a bun fight ensues.
But that's fine.
You offer up to everyone.
Either way, you offer out to everyone. Let them fight it out amongst themselves. Women and old people first.
I'm saying I make a lot of, like, it feels like I'm trying to make a lot of political decisions in these tiny moments, and it's exhausting.
Oh, come off it, a lot of political decisions.
All I'm saying is I have it pretty tough.
You don't have it tough at all. You don't have it tough at all. You're making a lot of political decisions. Just stand up. You're going four stops.
Stand up for God's sake. Go with your original decision. That's what I always say.
Here's the other way. I'm a large man. I'm in the way, so I'm stood. Obviously, people are trying to get past me and stuff. Sometimes I think to myself, it'd be better if I was just out of the bloody way and I take that seat.
Just get off the train, mate.
I plop myself down, and then someone's looking at me going, oh, you've bagsy dad, have you? There's a bloody woman there, and that guy's in his 50s.
Right,
and I'm like, right, okay.
Right, you have to change your thinking on this. Firstly,
I'm stuck between a rock and a hard place.
I think both the rock and the hard place is your head, because there's nothing to do. It's nothing to do with there being. Look, firstly, you offer them up to pregnant women, not just all women. Okay.
Oh, interesting.
And
you're not a gentleman. Okay.
Well, no, you clearly aren't either.
I give it a beat.
But
I give them the option.
You're a passive gentleman.
Lovely.
Not the same thing.
The passive gentleman.
I'd watch that film.
Tom Parry, the passive.
He was
gentleman.
A passive gentleman. And by that I mean a misogynist.
Yes. House meeting.
Is having subtitles on a forum film cheating?
House meeting.
I've been in this situation where I think, you know, I'm a young guy. Look at me.
Oh, dear.
Look at me. I'm a young, strapping
lad. I'm going to have to disavow you of another notion now.
What, a second?
You're not a young guy.
Listen, dear.
You're in your 50s.
He's a super young guy. He's not looked in the mirror for 15 years. Fun fact.
I just presume I'm the same as I was.
So go on.
You're aging well.
You do look good for it, Clarkie. I'm not going to lie to you.
Were you fishing for this compliment?
No, I wasn't expecting it.
Sorry, we interrupted you. You didn't just want to say you were a young guy. Presumably there was a point behind it.
It's basically the same thing. I'm stood up and I'm like, well, I'm not going to take it. And then I feel like everyone's in the same situation of, yeah.
So you're saying,
like, well, I'm not going to do it.
You're
either.
Mad as hell and you're not going to take it anymore. Is that what
exactly.
you're saying?
And sometimes
with me.
Then more people get up and still no one sits down.
Yeah. There's like open seats and everyone's trapped. Yeah. No one knows what to do anymore.
It's a politeness standoff.
Yeah, exactly. That.
I think what we need is like badges.
It's such a British problem.
That tier. So like you get given a badge for public transport.
Yeah.
You're on your tiers.
Okay.
And it's like, okay, if there's a seat available and there's a green badge nearby, they get the seat.
This
if
is like sort of there, inverse of what the Nazis did, isn't it?
It's positive Nazism.
Positive Nazism.
With a piece of chalk, you draw a tick on someone's back.
Yeah, I think I would just stick with the passive gentleman.
What about the hapsies instead? Is that like something
what's
like
that? The hapsies?
Yeah, it's like a happy Nazi. Oh, I'm gonna
why do you want to be a happy Nazi? The Nazis were awful. You don't want to be happy. It doesn't matter. Like, I'm sure some of the Nazis were happy. You don't want to join their ranks, do you?
No. Not the happy Nazi. Okay.
I think you've...
The opposite of Nazi. Okay.
What, the Nicey?
Nicey. There we go. The Nicey.
Oh,
we're the Nicey party.
I still think it's bad.
We are skating on dangerously thin ice.
I don't think it's great.
We're stood up. There are women around.
I just think
we've announced that we're at Nicey.
It's a minefield. That's all I'm saying. It's a minefield, public transport.
Public transport is a minefield. Yes, Tom, you've nailed it.
You're right. The commute is hard.
I was late for a meeting last year. I'd ran to the tube. It was in the summer. I'd ran to the tube, but it was for an audition, so I was quite nervous anyway. I got on the train. I was perspiring. I was concerned. And a woman in her early 20s stood up and offered me a seat.
No!
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah.
That's the real pitfall.
I got offered a seat.
What did you...
Parry, did you take it?
No. I was outraged. So I went... She stood up and went, you can sit here. And I said, no, I'm fine. And she went, oh. And then we both stood.
and then
there was the seat. We were both standing. It was tricky.
Can I say, here's the thing. If you're offered a seat... You should always take it.
Oh, that's sage advice.
Because if a person is offering you a seat, right?
What if it's not your cubicle, though?
Well, that's a good point. Yeah, yeah. If you hear a knock from the inside of the door, don't open.
You never know where your next seat's going to come from.
Exactly. You know what? But also, you've got to think of the offerer as well. You think of the offerer because the offerer, like, it takes a lot of guts to stand up and go, sorry, do you want this seat? You know, it takes a lot of guts. So if you go, no, I'm all right, they're going to go, well, I won't bother next time.
Exactly that.
And I think, so you may as well, but here's what I do. If someone offers me a seat, I sit down for a split second, stand immediately up and offer it to someone else. Even if that person is also seated.
Pass it along.
I just go, this seat is so comfy, hop on over. And that one's one of the ones that folds down. This is a nice, comfy one. Get yourself on it.
So are we saying that sometimes the bravest thing to do is to stay in your seat, put your headphones on, get your head down, and not offer it to anyone? That's the bravest thing to do.
They're the real heroes.
Is that what we've said?
I don't think so.
I don't think anyone
okay,
said
I
that.
Okay, I feel that's what we've. That's our conclusion. It feels like
that's the message. There was
the thing is, since you've now been offered a seat once,
yes,
I feel like
I'm a priority.
You're that's it.
I'm a priority seat guy.
Once it happens,
imagine if you
that's
did.
You for life.
Imagine if you just ballsly went up to the priority seat and was just kind of like, sorry, can I have the seat, please? I imagine the person would be like, would concede and then stand there for the rest of the time thinking, what, why has he done that?
Can I just delve into this little scenario a bit deeper, please? Are you asking a woman with a baby on board badge or an elderly person?
Like, the rule is whoever sat there.
That's your, why have you suddenly put rules into it now?
Because that's the
challenge.
That's the game.
Oh, I see.
You go in.
This is a fun,
as bold as brass.
Like a YouTube prank.
Yes, it's like a podcast prank.
It's a podcast prank.
I'm going to live podcast it.
Are you?
If you donate to our Patreon, you'll be able to listen to the challenge play out.
I think that's going to dissuade people from donating to the Patreon. If anything, we're supposed to have incentives for people to donate to the Patreon.
I'd subscribe to it.
Why? What would be the point of it? If you'd subscribe to it, you've lived it. Why would you be subscribing to your own Patreon?
Well, someone's got to.
Someone has to. Yeah, that's a good point. So Tom, anyone, right, anyone you...
You go on and you're like, sorry, mate, priority seat. And they're going to get up and then they're going to be like, because that's what people do, don't they, really? If you claim it.
I'd say probably 8 times out of 10, yeah, someone's going to get up.
Can you make a big noise as you sit down?
Oh. Sort of,
something like that. I mean, oh, no, that sounds like, more like,
oh.
Like that. So as if to suggest some sort of ailment, some sort of bad hips. Okay.
You just have to be like, ah, here we are.
you have to say, ah, here we are.
Ah, here we are.
Ah, here we are.
And it's like they'll be thinking, because
where you are.
If you fake an ailment, they'll be thinking, oh, he's poorly. But the idea is you just do it and it leaves them being like, what's his priority?
And this is the first policy of the NICE party, is that right?
I think
initiation.
Yeah. Do you know what I'm going to say is I would advise A, you don't try this, and B, no one else does.
Okay. Yeah, this feels kind of like a low-level Billington Club type thing.
It does. It feels like you're sort of asserting your right to be in a place.
Is the Billington Club the club for the critics at The Guardian?
There's a deep, there's a deep cut.
It's not bad, is it?
I mean, it's all right, sure.
I'll take it.
I mean, you've said it now.
It's out there.
House meeting.
I've said it once before, but it bears a repeat.
House meeting.
Listener dear, the day of the London Marathon is ever closer. I will be running the London Marathon for Fab Kids. It's a great charity. If you fancy supporting me, please go along to Just Giving and you'll find me under Tom-Parry10, but we'll put the link out on Twitter and all of our social media sites. If you can hear the more I talk about it, more nervous I am.
The first advert you did for this was full of beans.
Yeah.
And now there's a real... You're a marked man.
It's close.
This is real death row stuff from Harry.
It's close and I've got to do it. So if you're in London on the day of the marathon, feel free to, if you see me plodding along, then cheer me on. Give me some support.
Shout gold, 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 gold. Gold,
yeah. Yes. But yeah, please go to Just Giving and donate some gold, gold, gold. Thank you for your support and for wishing me luck.
Good luck, Thomas.
House meeting.
Can I get this pizza delivered to the meeting?
House meeting.
Here's something that occurred to me the other day.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Go on.
Do you unconsciously in your head have like...
Where else are you doing things unconsciously?
Well, because there's a question.
Because there may be a few lawsuits pending.
I realise I've got like quite a aggy attitude to certain electrical items in my house.
Okay.
Right.
And really friendly relationships with others.
Okay.
In a way that like...
For example, you're currently fucking the toaster.
Well, funny you should say that. Toaster feels like my friend. Like what I'm saying is like, if robots take over the world and the appliances turn against you...
If it starts within the home...
Yeah, if it was like a movie,
yeah.
You kind of
which
know...
Which would be the
which
ones.
Ones... Like, for me, electric toothbrushes are like... The real arseholes of the situation.
Huh.
And I would find them extremely sinister. And I think, like, they'd be the first ones to be against me.
Hold on.
So if it was
is sinister about your toothbrush?
It stinks. No.
It never gets used.
It's like, if they turn against me, I feel like I could see an army of electric toothbrushes marching.
Fantasia style.
Past, you know.
Yes, I can definitely see them.
You think of like Be Prepared
in
The Lion King.
It's a bit
like... You know, the hyenas are going past.
Exactly.
The toothbrushes, they're going past.
Toothbrushes, like in Pink Floyd's The Wall when it's all those hammers. Yeah.
They'd be saluting the blender. The blender's not a good guy, is he?
No, I was going to say, that's what I immediately thought of.
Blender.
Blender.
But it's like...
Nutribullet.
Yeah,
seldom used.
Yeah. Blender sounds quite friendly because it sounds like Brenda. So it's kind of like, oh, Blender's coming. But Nutribullet. He's like your secret weapon, isn't he?
Too much, mate.
He's like a spy or some shit. But it's just like
it's called a bullet, and it's covered in knives.
Yeah.
It's Hello. A really dangerous item. If you had that as like a bit of your body, like your hand.
Oh my god!
You would really be doing some damage to people, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Whereas old man toaster.
It's because
old man toaster.
It's because
I don't know. I don't like toasters.
What?
Wait, hang on a sec. Why do you not like toasters?
They're a lot of trouble.
Interesting. What,
how are you doing your toast, or are you just not having toast?
Get yourself a good toaster, man. They're like a good friend.
I've got a good toaster. In fact, doesn't sound like listener it, dear, maybe. If someone wants to buy a toaster,
here we go. Is this where we get our
advert? I've got big.
have we gone into an ad break already?
So come on, we're
lucky, mate.
We all know how we like our toast.
I hate them. You might like them.
Yeah, Clarky, that's you actually get quite a lot of advert castings, and I'm surprised with your attitude to salesmanship.
I hate them, you might like them.
Not for me, but you might like it.
Toasters, I hate them, you might like them. Ding. Is it odd? Ready? Quick round of noise of toast coming out of a toaster.
Oh, God, this again.
Not good. Actually better.
No, we can't do them.
Quick round.
It's always good, at least once an episode,
to try and find
one of these things to work out
have.
What sounds we can't do.
Yeah,
I tell you who's not quaking his boots at the moment. Michael Winslow from the Police Academy movies. He is absolutely fine.
His job, whatever it is.
Let's have
is
a listen safe. To see if he is quaking his boots. Oh, my boots. Sound of someone quaking in their boots there by Michael Winslow.
Thanks, Michael. See you later, mate.
He's gone. He shot himself. He's done
Winslow! We hardly knew you.
Oh, what a great housemate it'd be. It'd be great, wouldn't it?
Do you remember we met Michael Winslow?
We did.
We did.
We met Michael Winslow and we watched the World Cup final with Michael Winslow when he was it the World Cup with the Vuvuzelas?
Yeah. It was a different time.
He spent the entire time trying to make the noise of a Vuvuzela and he couldn't do it for the entire match and it was a tad annoying.
I mean, and it was very sad to see someone feel like he's no longer at the top of his game. The Vuvuzela should have been right up his arsenal, you know?
You could do two simultaneously.
That's why he's never made the sound of a blender, because he can't fit out there.
Hang on, are you... Let's get this right. Are you saying Michael Winslow has to fit something
up his arse
in order to make the sound?
That's how Michael Winslow...
famously, he got a helicopter up there.
That's why so much of it is just him pretending that Proctor's done a fart. It's because half the noises are coming out of his arsehole, the other half coming out of his mouth, but they have to go via the arsehole.
Winslow, is this true? If you're listening, send us in a message.
Join our Patreon. If you're listening, click donate or join our Patreon. And don't forget to email in. Now, Winslow. I didn't know this about Winslow.
You beast.
So, toast.
So, yeah.
Talk us through
the advert. You want to sell your toaster. And you've got no other way of
listen,
doing it.
Listen, you're about to address the listener, dear, about toast.
I just think it's quite an unnecessary appliance.
Okay.
We have the ability to do... If you've got a grill, you've got the ability to already do toast.
Oh, are you some kind of pervert? You're going to grill... You're going to do your toast from the grill?
Yeah. Old school.
Right, here's...
That's how I was brought up.
Here's a question, right? You know...
What's wrong with you?
Because you're a fan of Sting.
I am a fan of Sting.
You know in Englishman in New York, when he says, indeed. You drink coffee, I'll take tea, my dear. And then he says, I like my toast done on both sides. Now, I think that's international. I don't think that's particularly British. I don't think toasters are a British thing and Americans all on the grill.
We've just stepped into an ace dispute here. And this is only going to be settled at the end of the episode. You think it's toasted on
one side? But which makes no sense at all. But I always was like...
Both sides. Is that not the lyric?
I like my toast done on one side.
You think it's done on both sides.
I mean, both sides makes way more sense. But then who is... How is that an English thing? Do Americans toast one side? That makes no sense.
So when you do the grill, when you toast in the grill, we will find this out at the end of the episode, by the way. When you
I do have a toaster, but every time use it, I'm like, this is a waste of space on my countertop, this toaster.
Every time you use it, you think it's a waste of space. Surely it should be the other times when you're not using it, you think it's a
hard
waste of space.
Hard to clean. If you get anything smaller than a piece of toast, like a crumpet or a hot crust bun, nightmare to get back out.
Do you not have little tongs?
Sorry
to ask a personal medical question.
Do you
not have something like that so you're not...
I've got like a wooden spoon I use.
Yeah. There we go.
It's still
hard work.
It's like saying...
You mad, bro.
You mad, bro. It's like saying a kettle.
Tom is currently working with a couple of YouTubers, aren't you? He's actually directing a YouTuber's show, and now he's using the phrase, are you mad, bro?
I'm your mad bro.
That's not how they talk at all.
It's like saying I don't want a kettle because I'll put a fucking pan in on the oven stove.
It's a good point.
But that cooks a lot quicker. Cooks water a lot quicker in a kettle.
You have cooked water as dinner.
I've cooked water on my coffee.
Cooked water and bread.
It's one o'clock, dinner parties.
It's in the Sting song.
I like my water cooked
with coffee.
I think he has his toast done on one side. That's what I'm going to say.
Oh, you're backing Clarkie on this one.
Wowee.
I'm backing Clarkie.
Backing Clarkie.
He knows his Sting. But then what the fuck's he talking about? Because everyone has toast done on both sides.
Yeah.
Yes.
Unless it's
so
a Newcastle
either way,
thing.
Though, it doesn't really work.
Whether you're using a toaster, whether you're using a grill, or whether you're using one of those little conveyor belts from a hotel, it's always doing both sides.
Now, look, the conveyor belt from the hotel, that's a waste of your counter. If you've got one of those on your counter, 100%.
They take a long time, and they never quite do it, do they?
No, you have to put it. Yeah, you have
two,
to put
two
it.
Two trips
in,
is too much.
Exactly.
One trip's not enough.
So you have on the second time round, you have to try and kind of push it halfway through.
Well, you bring a wooden spoon with you.
I do always.
Yes. Fiddle around with it.
There's always also the risk of someone coming in and snagging your toast. It's kind of like there's always a little bit of a land grab at that.
You've got to watch it, haven't you?
Again, politics.
Yeah.
Women are around. There's a man in his 50s. The toast's coming down. What do I do? Do I offer them the toast?
Someone's been too polite with a piece that's left there, and then that piece has gone cold and stale.
Be a gentleman at breakfast.
You're always a gentleman.
Well, breakfast means breakfast.
Sting in that song,
yes,
is taking on quite a large mantle there, right? Because he's talking for all Englishmen.
Well, I mean, he says I'm an Englishman in New York.
Yes,
and he's saying so. I take tea.
Yes.
So he's not saying we all
no,
do.
No, but the song isn't I'm Sting in New York.
I'm Sting in New York.
I only like Smarties. I don't like a Boost chocolate bar. I'm Sting in New York. Whatever. It's
of all...
I'm sorry, I've messed that up there.
Can I just say...
I really messed that up.
Of all the cliches about Sting, his taste for confectionery has never been one of them. You could have picked the tantric sex. You could have picked him standing next to the tribes people.
Yeah.
You could have picked him, you know, the Save the Earth stuff. You could have picked him being notoriously pretentious, but you picked his Boost Smarties.
He likes Smarties, not Boost.
It's a hot take.
He's always said it.
I was trying to think of something specific. But, like, I'm saying it's not a song about a sting in New York.
I think this is what it is, being an Englishman in New York.
So when he's saying all these things, he's actually, if you're an American, you're like, oh, that's what they're like. Well, actually, that's what Sting's like. You have to be quite, there has to be a lot of ego to write that song. That's all I'm saying.
Do you think he's writing it
for an American market, though, and being like, this is all what they think English people are like, so they're going to love this.
Absolutely. He's basically saying, I say toodle pip at the end of sentences. Mm. You know, like he's playing to, firstly, a much bigger market.
So why is he chatting shit about us only having toasted on one side?
Well, you just said it.
Is he mad, bro?
Do you think Sting, in future, should all of his songs should be, you know, so it's not like... Giant steps are what we take walking on the moon. It should be giant steps are what Sting takes walking on the moon.
Walking on Sting's moon.
Is he double jointed? How's he managing to do that?
That tantric stuff really works. He's got yoga coming out of his vuvuzola.
He's got yoga coming out of his vuvuzola.
The Michael Winslow duet.
Long overdue, that.
Michael Winslow and Sting.
Finally. Oh. I mean, he's worked with Shaggy.
Well, Michael Winslow has. No. Oh, Sting has, yeah.
New album.
I mean, the thing is, though, can we just say that Shaggy, by the way, is a musician. Michael Winslow basically is just a dude who sometimes makes, like, sometimes pretends to be Hendrix.
Yes, but they do both make funny noises with their mouths, right? Shaggy's kind of got like a...
Shaggy's got a funny voice.
I mean, Shaggy could do a better vuvuzela.
Hi, Shaggy.
Yeah, Shaggy could do a better vuvuzela than Michael Winslow, I bet. Shaggy doing a vuvuzela?
Ooh.
He's right there.
It's actually very good.
It was him.
That's amazing. Clarky, that was really good.
Who made that vuvuzela sound? It was me.
House meeting. I live in a house made of iron sheeting.
House meeting.
Listener dear, if you're enjoying the podcast that we're putting out, then please feel free to support us at patreon.com/ Pappy's Flat Share. We can't afford to do this without your support. It would be great if you could get on board. And at each tier, you get loads of different extras and bonus stuff. Let's go through them, shall we?
Okay, so for $2 a month, you get the nod and the wink, which means you get a mention on the show, you get your beef as a priority, so we're going to solve your beef on Beef Brothers Cold Cuts, and you also get access to pre-sale tickets for any of our live shows.
Yes, and for $5, you get the secret handshake, which is all of what Matthew just said, plus you get the jingle as a single, the Flat Slam monthly jingle, and you also get a load of extra bonus footage.
For $10, you get the solid dangle. I don't know if you get the solid dangle or you offer us the solid dangle. I don't know how that works.
Well, but either way, a solid dangle is in play.
I mean, a solid dangle cannot be sniffed at. So you get
you
get all of that stuff. Plus, you get an exclusive post-match interview with our Slam Dame guests. You get some badges and some stickers. And also, we're going to be recording a drunk episode quarterly. So you get access to the drunk episode. Flat Share pissed up.
We decided to do it quarterly to correspond with when we do our VAT receipts.
Okay, it's good, it's good.
There's also the copper-bottomed winner. Now, this is huge. This is for $25 a month. Now, for this, you get an exclusive Pappy's Flat Share Slam Down t-shirt.
Whoa!
You get a birthday message custom-made by us to you. And you also get all of the above that you get from all the other tiers.
Holy moly. Well, look, if you want to become a neighbour of the show and join us as a patron, that would be much appreciated. Cheers, listener!
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
House meeting.
Can I have a lift? I live in London.
House meeting.
I'm glad we're finally taking down the song It Wasn't Me, an Englishman in New York, on a podcast recorded in, let me just check now. Oh, yeah, that's right, 2019.
It's all right, though. So, I'm using the language of the ute.
The ute.
That's right. Are you mad, bro? This is horsewash about your toaster. Crazy.
Horsewash?
Who prefers...
Hogwash, surely.
No, it's horsewash. It's literally
you keep your horse wash next to your electric toothbrush, don't you?
That's why I don't like my toothbrush.
That's why your teeth are so massive.
I reach for my mouthwash and there's my horse wash. It's very. I should keep it in the stable. What do you wash with a horse? What do you wash a horse with? Shampoo?
I'm guessing there's going to be some sort of horse shampoo.
Is horse shampoo different?
By the way, guys, do write us in at Pappy's tweet.
Oh my goodness!
You can email us,
or if you sign up to a Patreon, you'll receive footage of Clarkie washing a horse.
doing an impression of Shaggy as I go.
Clarkie, are you going to wash up? You did actually. You once got as a birthday present like mucking out animals at the zoo, didn't you?
I did.
Oh,
yeah.
There you go.
I got a zookeeper for a day. That was a joy.
Do you think we could arrange Red Letter Day for you to go and wash a horse, impersonating Shaggy as you do so?
I'm up for it.
I bet Shaggy's got a horse.
Has Shaggy got a horse?
It's a good question and one that we're looking for an answer for. Is how many people do you think, like successful people, own horse? Like if you reach a certain level of fame, you're going to own a horse.
That's a good point. And it seems like quite a classic.
Yeah, and
thing.
I bet there's a lot of people who own horses that we don't even realise. I'm taking my jumper off for this one, dear listener.
Okay, so the classics are, we know Katie Price.
Of course.
Katie Price, she owns a horse.
So there's horse people
who've
got horses, and you kind of go, great. The Royals, of course they've got horses.
Yeah. But thank God. Good for them.
But then you throw it in there and go, well, has Shaggy got a horse? You go, yeah. Costa's got a horse.
I tell you, he's got a few.
Who?
Costa.
Has Costa got a horse?
Costa's think about it. He made dances horse. With wolves, didn't he?
Not he's got a horse. With horses,
though. Oh, that's right. He's got a wolf. Sorry, he's got a wolf.
He's got a wolf. He's got a postman. He's got a glass of water.
Famously, if he's in a film, he will buy the thing.
He bought a field
and
slept on it. He actually sleeps in a field. One thing you don't know about Costner, he sleeps outdoors, al fresco, under his wolf.
I believe that. I believe most things about Costner.
Under a wolf gazebo.
But, so you know, like, Costner's got a horse. Jamie Foxx has got a horse.
He can dance
with his horse.
Jamie Foxx, because he did that thing in Django Unchained. Yeah, very
good. And you can't dances go, with horses.
Dancing with horses. With like, yeah. As Clarky calls that movie.
So what
I'm saying with horses is, Unchained.
Chuck a famous person my way, and I'll tell you whether they have
horse
one.
Or no horse.
Oh, great. Okay. Yes, please.
Okay, and welcome to another fantastic episode of Horse or No Horse. Now, we've got Tom Parry here, our reigning champion, and a new contender, Benedict Clark. Now, Ben, how do you think you're going to do at horse or no horse?
I think I am going to do surprisingly badly.
Surprisingly badly? Okay, does that mean you're going to do... Wait, hang on a sec. You've already told us you're going to do surprisingly bad. Where's the surprise element coming in?
Surprise!
Oh, my God!
We thought you were going to do badly.
I'm actually shaggy.
That's the surprise.
That's the surprise. Okay, so we're going to start. I'm going to start with the celebrity.
Horse or no horse?
Horse or no horse?
Bear in mind, dear listener, we have no way of checking whether the answers are correct.
We're checking this. We're purely going to sort of go off a kind of horse feeling.
Is there a database? No.
I'm sure we...
Is there a database? Join us next week when we'll be playing Is There a Database?
It's a different quiz.
It's a different quiz. Can we not mention Is There a Database? Because I'm currently pitching that to ITV2. Ian Sterling's very interested. So, guys, just keep Is There a Database on the download. Which, by the way, keep Is There a Database on the download. You'll be able to watch on ITV3 after Is There a Database.
Hosted by
Ollie Mers. Oh, how the mighty have fallen. So... Well, here we go.
Here we go. Horse or no horse?
Horse or no horse? Ron Perlman. Okay.
Oh.
An early contest
there
from
Harry.
We didn't
even establish the rules of whether it's a buzzing game. No. But I heard
it isn't a
Ron
buzzing
Perlman.
Game, but you said and that is enough.
Great. Perlman horse all day. Huge horse man.
Okay. I can reveal now that Ron Perlman... has a horse.
Yes.
Ron Perlman has
a horse. God.
Steve. By the way, bear in mind, listener, we do not know this.
No, you know how
we're just going on a vibe.
You know how owners start to look like their pets?
I mean...
The clues were all there.
Oh, that's a good point.
The clues were all there. Okay.
He's always looked like a horse, though.
He's always looked like a horse. That's why he got one. Sometimes it works the other way around.
Okay. He must have ridden a horse in a... I'm going on the... This is my conjecture?
Yeah, go on.
Okay.
Is that the right word?
You're
for
watching.
This
is my conjecture.
Is that the right word for this?
Your conjecture is. That...
I would postulate. Postulate?
Okay. Yeah. That's my next one. Pete postulates. We know he's passed on, but before he died, did he own a horse?
No. Too working class.
Correct. He didn't own a horse, but he died by being trampled to death by a horse. So,
my word.
Fun fact there.
Live by the horse, die by
the horse. Live near a horse, die under a horse.
That's Brian Blessed, surely.
But you know what? The great thing about it was he did get votes for women. So
did he offer
there
them
were women everywhere.
There were women everywhere. Okay.
I forgot what I was going to say.
You were going to postulate.
If you've seen an actor in a film ride a horse convincingly, they've got enough money, there's every chance they will own a horse. That's where I'm going on.
Oh, okay.
And I bet Perlman's ridden a horse in a film.
I don't know. I think it's a little bit like if you know you're going to have to ride a horse in one movie, why wouldn't you just... Rent a horse.
Rent a horse.
I'd go horse riding lessons personally.
That's the better way of describing it, Clarky. Yeah, rather than rent a horse.
Can you rent a horse?
Is it like
every, well, yeah, surely you can.
Should we start Hoover? No, that wasn't quite. Hoofer instead of Uber, where we just ride around London.
Oh, my God.
Shop on a horse.
Hop on the back, guys.
It'll be Hoofer without the R. And actually, that makes it seem like it's Tinder or Grindr or one of those things.
Well, you're going to shag a horse.
You can shag a horse.
I've been matched with this horse. Oh, sorry, it's Ron Perlman. The dating app for horses would be called Saddle.
Yeah, Saddle. Oh, yes,
and
yes.
Hoofer is the Uber for horses. Just to clear that up.
I like it. By the way, this is how Parry wins the game. He answers one question correctly and runs the clock down.
And then filibuster.
Absolutely filibusters it.
Does Phil E-Buster own a horse? Well, it's a long answer to that question, actually, and I'm going to be starting by saying we're very good that we're all here. No,
oh, I see. That was you doing just a minute.
Yeah, but you stopped.
Yeah, we're just watching.
Just going to watch, see how long you did.
You Peter out.
So
Peter out.
Peter
out's
got one. Yeah, definitely.
No, Peter out's got a rabbit.
Okay.
Oh dear.
Next celebrity.
Oh dear.
Next. Oh, it feels good, doesn't it? We're back in the mix.
Are you all right?
We're relevant again, guys.
Hang on a second. We're just three men sitting in a room talking to each other.
Finally.
About horses.
This
about
is what
horses.
The podcast scene has
Playing
been missing.
A game that isn't a game.
The game is a game if you would let me get to the next celebrity.
Okay, on you go.
Moira Stewart.
Really?
Horse or no horse?
Good question.
Clarkie.
No horse.
I can reveal the answer after the break.
Oh, it's really good.
Oh,
it's
and really here's good. The advert. Toasters. I don't like them. You might.
It's not bad.
House meeting.
For what belief would you take a beating?
House meeting.
I can reveal now, Moira Stewart. No horse.
Interesting.
Doesn't own a horse.
That's going to come as a surprise to a lot of listeners.
This is going to come as a surprise. So this is...
Stewart was a really good one.
This, by the way, it's fastest finger first. This is for the competition.
Here we go.
It's one all. What? Fastest finger first.
What does the winner
a horse.
Receive?
The winner gets to wash a horse.
Oh, yes. With horse wash.
With horse wash or any shampoo of your choosing.
Because we've established that horse shampoo is probably the same as human shampoo.
Probably. It's soap, isn't it? It's going to be soap.
It's all soap.
It's all soap.
I
it's
think
all
soap, you could do you could do away with a lot of the cosmetic industry just by saying it's all soap.
It's all soap.
Like, you've got three
Is this still the advert, by the way?
Oh, sorry. Okay. This is a different advert. Guys, do you take three bottles into the shower? It's all soap.
Could we hear that again, please? Two things. Firstly, it sounded like you said Jew. Secondly, you really stumbled over the words. So I'm sorry. Can we hear that again? Because we've got
Tom Barry, of course,
does voiceover. Does voiceover as well, okay, just not very good at them. Okay, let's hear it again.
Guys, do you take three showers? Okay.
Do you take three showers a day?
Do you take three horses into the shower?
Parry, can I ask would you like this seat? I think you should take the seat.
Is that the voiceover?
Because seriously,
guys,
in trouble,
we can't switch seats.
Okay,
you're seriously in trouble, mate.
Okay, listen, just give me one more.
Okay,
guys, do you take three bottles of shampoo into the shower?
No, no one does.
It's awesome.
Okay, so no one takes three bottles of shampoo. Okay, thank you so much, darling. That was honestly, it was a great reading, really, really lovely. And
it's also,
I've got your agency email, yeah. Right? So you're going to be hearing from us. Never. But, you know, you're going to be hearing from us.
Thank you. Really, really lovely.
Thank you so much. And really, really lovely what you did with the script. You really improvised. Yeah, yeah. Do you walk here?
Do you want my
seat? Okay, so. Right. Now, final horse or no horse?
Horse or no horse, of course.
Horse or no horse?
My kingdom for a horse.
Shakespeare. Yeah, it is Shakespeare, yeah.
Okay. But the Shakespeare didn't listen. Horse. Or no horse. Mark Ruffalo.
Horse.
Harry was fastest finger first.
Horse. All day long. Ruffalo's got a ranch. Come out to my place at the weekend, man. Come out. We'll just hang.
We'll smoke some doobs.
We'll take the horses out. We'll have a smoke. I'll show you some videos I've made on climate change. Oh, no. Sorry, Mark. I'm busy this weekend.
You've talked yourself out of that.
You've got to come out to the ranch, man. It's going to be great. We'll take the horses out.
Not for me, Ruffalo.
Okay.
No, thanks,
and
Ruffalo.
I can reveal the answer next episode.
Wow.
Yes. A cliffhanger. A cliffhanger. Now, of course.
Cliffhanger.
Cliffhanger.
He owns a horse. Peter out, cliffhanger, and Phil E-Buster. The old gang back together again.
Back where they belong. Podcasting.
Apparently they sit in a room, they just stick out their opinions.
Waffle on. So, now I can reveal now, Clarkey.
Yes.
You said you were going to do surprisingly badly.
Mm.
Parry is our reigning champion, an expert at horse or no horse.
Years in the game.
Are you going to be taking his place?
I certainly hope so.
So do we all. Because I'm not going to lie to you. We don't like Tom that much. It's not so much that he's not good at the game. He is good at the game.
He is good at the game,
but he's enough waffle on.
Yeah.
At the end of each answer and starts talking. Like, all of that stuff's got to go out in the edit.
I'm also managing director of Horse or No Horse and executive producer.
He's the exec. Oh. That's the problem. He shouldn't really be on the show.
That seems unfair.
I can now reveal.
You're always revealing things.
I'm going to reveal now
for you.
He's
very good at revealing things.
I'm going to tell you about it.
For someone who doesn't actually know the answers to this game, you're very good at revealing the
answers. Do you think so?
Yeah.
I think I'd make the host of a good, podcast. So let's not get ideas above my station. Don't forget to listen to Flatshare Slamdown once a month, first Tuesday. Now.
He's going to reveal it.
Here we go. Officially reveal.
Tenterhooks.
Tenterhooks? Is he here too?
No, Tenterhooks isn't here. He's doing another podcast later on. Sheep or no sheep?
It's a lot easier, sheep or no sheep.
Yeah. It's mostly no.
It's always no.
Probably not.
It's mostly no.
Are they a farmer? No. Do they have sheep? No.
Even the dude who plays the farmer in Babe doesn't have a sheep.
He doesn't have a sheep.
He didn't go method.
No.
Didn't go method.
No one ever does. They just hire them.
Now, guys, I can...
I bet Daniel Day-Lewis has got a sheep.
Oh, yeah, of course he has. He's got one of everything.
Do you think we're ever
he's like
asking,
a modern-day Noah.
Do you think we're ever asking if Day-Lewis has a horse? He's got the menagerie. He's got an ark.
Day-Lewis is our Noah.
Yeah.
Day-Lewis is a modern-day Noah. Say that to someone today and see how far it gets you conversation-wise. Day-Lewis is a modern-day Noah.
Listener, dear, get to the... When you're on the lunch today...
When you're on the lunch.
When you're having your water cooler...
You might have noticed we don't have proper jobs, so when you're on the lunch...
Yeah, but we do have lunch.
Well... I had toast done on one side. See if you can...
The toast is broken.
The next time you're at a dinner party... Wade in early doors with, I'm just going to put it out there, Day-Lewis is our Noah. Do you know my equivalent of that? Pharrell is our Paul McCartney.
Oh, yeah, you always say that.
Jeepers okay, creepers. Firstly, that's not true. Secondly, I can now reveal...
Okay, oh, we're back, we're back in it, we're back in it.
Lovely stuff.
I can now reveal...
Yes.
Ruffalo...
is our Noah.
We've already got a Noah.
Oh, Day-Lewis. Ruffalo's our Gruffalo, famously.
Famously, Ruffalo's a Gruffalo. I can reveal that Ruffalo owns a pony.
Oh! It's a split decision.
It's a split decision. It means you both get half a point. Congratulations, you're both the winners.
I'm cleaning the front half of the horse.
Ooh.
And you're cleaning the back half of the toaster.
Great game. Great chat.
Lovely stuff.
Listen, dear, you can play it on, if you go on car journeys, you can do it, you know? If you play, you know, if you're on car journeys or...
Trying to think of another thing other than car journeys. You said it twice.
If you're on the tube,
if you're
there's
on
an open
transport.
Seat, you say, guys, let's play a game of horse or no horse to see who gets the seat.
And then this is it. We've solved the problem.
We've solved the riddle.
We've come full circle.
The snake has eaten its own tail.
The toast is done on one side.
House meeting.
What would you say to Roman Keith?
House meeting.
Probably nothing at all.
Whoa, listener dear. That was what a treat.
What an episode.
Yeah.
Such a strong episode, I thought. Maybe my favourite we've done so far. Certainly in the top two.
It's in the top two. Thank you for sticking with us. Thank you for having us in your ear canal and in your week. It was a pleasure to be there.
Yes. Yeah, we loved it.
It was a very fine ear canal today, I thought. You listened well.
It's definitely been cleaned by an electric toothbrush.
Yeah, this is a two-way process. We can't talk without you listening.
I mean, we can. And we do. But thank you for listening. So,
but it was a good listen, I thought, from you.
Yeah, you really played your part.
And we felt it. So...
if anything,
we felt it a little too strongly.
Yeah, we're sorry for that.
Rein it in a bit next time. Don't listen so hard.
So don't forget, if you would like to sign up to the Patreon, you can do that by searching Pappy's Flatshare on Patreon.
Yes, we've got plenty of bonus stuff if you look through the different tiers. And we can't do without your support, so please do get on board. Or fuck off. No, I'm joking. Just get on board.
If you want to fuck off, that's also, feel free.
Yeah, you can do that.
Leave us a review on iTunes, please. 5 stars always tends to do the trick. Parry, what's their sort of review homework?
Well, I mean, if we're going to grow the game of horse or no horse, then...
Which we are.
If you leave a 5-star review and then simply one sentence, a horse fact, for example, so-and-so does have a horse... Or so-and-so does not have a horse.
Yes.
So, you know, my example would be Timothy Spall does not have a horse. 5 stars. Okay?
Yeah, that's good.
That's great.
But please research.
Yeah, and also, guys, if you want to let us know, because we've tried to do a bit of research on the ones we did in the show, and we've got no idea.
We've got no clue. So
we've Googled it once.
You can
we've
tweet.
Googled it. Well, and Emma's Googled it once,
and we have trusted her, and she said, I've not found anything. She could be on Candy Crush.
Oh,
for all I know.
Have we found out, does Sting like his toast on both sides or on one side?
We can find that out. He likes it done on one side.
Wow.
Oh, in which case then, my punishment, I guess, is to have to listen to that song.
And also to wash me.
Oh, just one side though.
Just one side.
We'll be back next week with a new episode of one of our famous podcasts.
Yes. So follow us on Twitter, find us on Facebook. All of that kind of stuff. Send us a tweet. Leave us a review. donate. If you don't want to do the Patreon, go to shityearmoney.com and donate to us.
Lovely.
And yeah, just generally have a lovely week. This podcast was produced by Emma Corsham. Now stay tuned for the Patreon Neighbourhood Watch roll call.
Thank you. We'll see you again.
Love you. Bye.
Cheers, everyone.
Cheers, everyone.
Bye. Let the Patreon Neighbourhood Watch roll call commence.
Can you please salute Clarkies?
Oh, sorry.
I mean, show some respect.
Salute. Absolutely right. Thank you to everyone who donated on Patreon. These are their names in rhyme.
She doesn't like math. It's Jane McGrath.
Lovely.
Getting his knickers in a twiff. It's Callum Smith.
He's a sweet bell ringer. It's Lee Bellinger. Bellinger. Bell ringer. Thank you, Lee.
She looks like a gherkin. It's Jenny Durkin. She's nobody's son.
No.
It's Rachel Robertson.
Oh, sorry. The air conditioning is on. It's Mike Sheldon.
It's Tom Saunders.
Oh, no.
It's Tom Saunders. The wheels have come off for Clarkie early doors.
Oh, no.
He's gone bright red.
If his bicycle folded, it'd be a Brompton. It's Mark Thompson.
It's only sometimes when they come out of your mouth that you realise they're not good. I've had that a few times. We all remember Lee Bellinger. He's got an oversized organ. It's John Dorgan.
It's our favourite payee. It's Catherine McGahey.
Lovely.
It's really good.
May he never go Nicholas. It's Nicholas.
I'm not going to do a rhyme because his name is so outrageous. It's Dr. Volume. Oh, I tell you what, or her.
Oh, yeah.
Amazing. Because, you know, the doctor was actually his mother.
Sorry, I thought we stopped.
No, no. No, you know, what happened was he didn't talk.
He tripped and fell. It's Michael Bell. Matthew Smith. Don't join the Sith.
Don't join the Sith. Good,
that's a good,
good call.
That's a good point.
I definitely give a toss about the lovely Ben Ross.
Let's give him top marks. It's Michael Marks. He's having a ball, is our friend Dave Hall.
He came round to fix my ball cock. It's Steve Alcock. Oh, we're going to end it there. Okay.
I've done a lot.
As well we should.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.